This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
All right. My headphones weren't working for a second, but we're back on track. Jake goes, just talk. Either way, we can hear you. I don't need to hear myself. The world probably doesn't need to hear me either, but here we are. Yet again, it's Monday after the Super Bowl. I didn't know if you showed, Jake. It's like another national holiday. More people miss work on this day than any other day of the year. How were you able to drag yourself out of bed this morning, Jake?
I don't know. Well, I'm not really sure. Yeah, I think, is this one of the most unproductive days? I know the NCAA tournament usually gets that tag as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's the rumor and innuendo. I mean, we're mentally tough here, and we just plow through everything here on this show. That's all I know. But all right, let's talk about Super Bowl recap, Super Bowl reaction, halftime show reaction, major Husker sports updates. I mean, softball's taken off. You got wrestling winding down their season. Basketball gets back on track. Got another big game on Tuesday versus Purdue. Went up to Piscataway, pulled away from Rutgers. Rink Mask is back to balling like Rink Mask can. The Huskers look pretty good. We'll see how they can do going forward. Women's basketball, a whole bunch of Husker sports going on as well. And then I got some few, the last segment, we've got about three clips we're going to play as well. And the last segment, we'll play about three clips. So in the meantime, and you and I talk about this, we did not spend a lot of time in the NFL playoffs this year. The Super Bowl literally was the last 5 minutes of the last show of last week that we gave our predictions. And it's not that we don't watch these things. I mean, we pay attention. We like to watch them. There's been so much going on. And I think with Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes and the Eagles getting knocked out and then Bo Nix getting hurt, so the Patriots beat the Broncos when realistically I think the Broncos would have won that game otherwise. And so maybe you don't get an exciting Super Bowl matchup because you perceive a mollywhopping going in and then you kind of got a mollywhopping throughout. I was wrong. I said 24-21. I said the Patriots would keep it close. They wouldn't win. Turns out the left side of their line decided, I mean, they're rookies. I don't want to be. Hey, they've already played more Super Bowls than I ever did as rookies. Man, it was a rough day for the left side of that offensive line. Rookie offensive tackle, rookie left guard, and the Seattle Seahawks came to eat, came to hunt. And at one point had a Super Bowl tying 7 sacks in the game. Then the pick six at the end. I believe it was the final score of the game. At first, we thought it was a sack, strip, fumble, return for a touchdown, and then you watch it again, and it's a pick six. So it's not a sack. All right, and so it goes back down to 6 sacks. So they did not tie the Super Bowl record for most sacks in a game, but, man, I can appreciate good defense. I can appreciate good defensive line play. I can appreciate offensive linemen just getting ran over. That just makes my day. Didn't make for what I would call a great Super Bowl game to watch, however. As a whole, maybe not the most entertaining Super Bowl game ever. So here's what I want to know. What's the number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
Text in. Let us know. What were your thoughts? Did you enjoy the Super Bowl? You can say yes or no, or you can elaborate however you see fit. Did you like the Super Bowl halftime show with Bad Bunny? My kids kept saying Bugs Bunny, but Bad Bunny, you can say yes or no, or you can elaborate on the text line. There was an alternate halftime show. Did you enjoy that? Kid Rock actually sang under his real name and not Kid Rock at the end. I thought that that was pretty cool. I did not, because they announced his name, and I forget what it is now. I was like, wait, that looks like Kid Rock still singing, but you look on it later and it was still Kid Rock, but he sang under his actual name other than the Kid Rock name. So there was multiple halftime shows that you could watch. Let us know your thoughts on all of that. Before Jake and I dive into that, feels like a good day to remind you, second annual Carriker Chronicles Youth Football Camp this summer, July 8th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., good old Lincoln, Nebraska, 35-plus coaches, 15-plus coaches with NFL and or college football playing and or coaching experience will be there. Lots of former Husker legends as well. You can learn more and to register at CarrickerChronicles.com. Jake, What was your, well, before we dive into that, and I want to see what the text line has to say. I do have some stats that I accumulated before the game, throughout the game. So let's fire through those real quickly. The Seattle Seahawks have now played in four Super Bowls. Coincidentally, I tried to make it coincidentally. I tried to be fancy with it. Didn't work out well. All four of those NFC title games were played on their home field, and they're 4-0 in those NFC title games. So if you go to play an NFC championship game up at the 12th man in Seattle, good luck, ladies and gentlemen. But this is their fourth Super Bowl in 21 years. All right, the team with the most all-time Super Bowl appearances by far is the New England Patriots. This was their 12th. I believe 8 is the record. I forget which team has that, but 8 is the record for number 2, and I believe there's actually like 3 teams tied at number 2. So, all right, neither team was expected to be here. Neither one. They were both 60-1 long shots to be in this game, period. Neither team was even in the playoffs a year ago. You look at the Patriots. Drake May, the second youngest quarterback to ever start in a Super Bowl at 23 years old. Dan Marino was the youngest. I mean, Vrabel is a good coach. He was coach of the year 2021 this past year, but he was a fired coach from the Titans. Okay. And then he comes to the Patriots. They're not exactly rolling. He has a rough go of it. Boom, here they are. Less than 2 full years later, they're in the Super Bowl. They went from 3-14 to 14-3. All right. 2024 to 2025. That is the single biggest turnaround in amount of wins. Like winning 3 games to 14 games, plus 11 wins from one season to the next in NFL history. There's a lot of NFL history first here as well. All right, let's see what we got next. Oh, random sidebar. Men's and women's flag football will be a part of the 2028 Olympics. You're excited about that?
That would be interesting.
Dude, that is starting to take off. Nebraska is going to have a varsity women's flag football team here in the next couple of years. The Olympics is starting to have flag football, starting to take off. I do think Sam Darnold is an incredibly cool story. You probably heard, but he's the first USC quarterback, which is just mind-boggling to me, to ever start in a Super Bowl. Now he's the first one to ever win a Super Bowl. You think about all the Heisman Trophy winners, all the first-round draft pick, number one overall draft picks they've had throughout the years. This is the guy who, and people gave up on him, labeled the B-word, labeled the bust, 5 different teams. Now he's Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl winning quarterback, Sam Darnold. All right, let's see. It was an intriguing matchup going into the game. The anticipation was that it may not be the closest game. I thought the Patriots' defense would keep them in it. I didn't know what their offense would do. I didn't anticipate the Seahawks dominating the Patriots' offense the way that they did. Just overwhelming, I think, would be the perfect word. They were overwhelmed, the Patriots' offense. Just overwhelmed them. But coming in, the Patriots' defense not allowed more than 19 points in a playoff game. They were the number 2 scoring defense in the entire NFL, allowing 18.8 points per game throughout the regular season. They were the number 1 scoring defense throughout the NFL postseason, allowing 8.7 points per game throughout the playoffs. I just thought their defense would be able to keep them in it. And their defense honestly played pretty well. Really gave up 22 points. The late touchdown was a defensive touchdown for the Seahawks. And the Patriots defense was on the field way more often than the Seattle defense, put in way more precarious positions. Forced 5 field goals, a record amount of field goals. Kicked in a Super Bowl, made in a Super Bowl game. All right, by Seattle's kicker, 5. Some of my kids were like, he should be the MVP. Kickers and punters are people too, but they cannot be the MVP. I'm sorry. They could. Do you think they could ever be the MVP realistically?
I mean, a game where maybe if you kick 5 of them or something, you know, the final one's on the line, you win the Super Bowl, game-winning kick, maybe. But it'd be hard.
My mom said, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say nothing. Punters and kickers and long snappers are very, very important. They're a vital piece of the game. They are people too. But as far as getting the MVP, they're not the ones in there taking the double teams over and over. They're not the ones trying to get the people are trying to rip their face off like the running backs. You know, Kenneth Walker. How that guy slipped to the second round? Well, he slipped to the second round because he's not great at catching the ball in the backfield. He's not great at pass protection. But, man, you hand him the ball and say, son, find a hole, make people miss and run past people. He's pretty darn good at it. Super Bowl MVP. Doak Walker Award winner at Michigan State. His 1 year he played for the Spartans in college football. So he ends up winning the Super Bowl MVP. All right, I will say this. The Patriots throughout the regular season had a pretty good offense. Averaged 28.8 points per game, which was top five. Both these teams had a top 10 offense and defense. So the Patriots had a top 10 offense, top 10 defense. The Seahawks had a top 10 offense, top 10 defense. Now, the Patriots were number two scoring offense. Seahawks, number one scoring defense. The Seahawks were number one in the entire NFL as far as average margin of victory per game. They blew teams out the most, more than any other team in the NFL. Now, a lot of people, including myself, were like, they didn't play a tough schedule. How's that going to pan out? Panned out all right for them in the playoffs. And again, you looked at the biggest difference in the game for me. Early on, both teams were able to get pressure on the opposing quarterback. The Patriots were able to pressure Sam Darnold. Darnold was more effective in moving around in the pocket. He was more effective at getting the ball off just a little bit quicker and taking off and running, which actually Drake May's been really good at this year. The runner-up for the NFL MVP as a 23-year-old is actually really good at using his legs, but for whatever reason, admittedly, the pocket was collapsing quicker on him. The Seahawks were getting to him faster than the Patriots were getting to Sam Darnold, as fast as the Patriots were getting to Darnold. But Drake wasn't quite able to get the ball off quick enough. He wasn't quite able to take off. There's a few times he could have taken off, which is easy for me to say. You know, not hundreds of millions of people watching and 11 guys seemingly running free on every play, which is how it felt for the Seahawks. I mean, there's just not a lot of blocking by the Patriots O-line. The Patriots O-line had given up an average of 5 sacks per game throughout their 3 playoff games, 15 total sacks. The most amount of sacks ever given up in a playoff run in NFL history was 19 by the 2021 Bengals. The Seahawks had given up 15 coming into the Super Bowl. They gave up 6 in the Super Bowl, so 21 combined sacks. They gave up over 5 sacks a game in their 4 playoff games, the Patriots did. That was really the biggest difference in the game. Yeah, Drake May, you know, his shoulder was a little bit banged up. Maybe he didn't play his best game. There's only so much you can do. I mean, you know, 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi. He was getting to 1 and guys were in his face already. He wasn't even getting the Mississippi out to get to 2 Mississippi on the 1 Mississippi. Unfortunately, the New England Patriots, all right, punt returner, NFL record this year, 14.3 yards per punt return this season. That's not just number one in the NFL, but number one in NFL history with having a minimum of 75 returns, at least that is. All right. I thought this was interesting. A lot of new for the Patriots. It's a young team. Now, Vrabel's not necessarily when you think of young coach, you think of a coach. Frankly, you think of Seattle's coach who's 38 years old. Vrabel's been doing it a while, but he's still a young coach when you compare him to guys who've been, you know, who are like 60 years old. Like Jim Haslett, when I got to, let me see, with the Rams, I was 23 years old. It was his 26th season in the NFL in some way, shape, or form. He spent more years in the NFL than I had spent alive on earth. So Vrabel spent a lot of time in the NFL, a lot of time coaching, but he's still relatively young in age. So a lot of youth, a lot of youngness on that Patriots side. They're the first ever Super Bowl team to make it to, first ever team to make it to the Super Bowl with 30 new players on their roster. 30 out of 53 active players, active roster players were new this year. To me, that's crazy.
From lashes for days with the Viral Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara to lift and color from their brilliant eye brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is the go-to for amplifying everyday looks. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
Did you know this? Did you know Sam Darnold actually led the NFL in turnovers this year with 20? Did you know that?
I knew that I didn't know that Darnold said. I know Seattle was second in the league with turnovers in general.
Hey, he's got a bit of gunslinger mentality to him. That works for you, works against you sometimes. 8 of the top 10 defenses. It really seemed like defense kind of carried the way for teams having success in the NFL in this particular season. Of the top 10 defenses throughout the regular season in the NFL, 8 of those teams made it to the playoffs. All right, let's see what else we got here. You got anything off the text line real quick?
We do have a few different thoughts. First of all, I didn't know there was a streaker, but somebody says the streaker had more rush yards than the Pats.
Ooh, there was a streaker. And it was, I forget his name, but the Patriots safety actually helped tackle him.
Really?
Because the person who sent it to me was like, oh, the Patriots' best tackle of the day. That's a little unfair. Their defense played good. But yes, there was a streaker. The Patriots' safety helped bring him down, and then security took him off.
Was the streaker fully exposed?
You know what was interesting is I didn't, like, rewatch it to, like, try to see.
Yeah.
But the first time I saw it, like, the whole bottom half was blacked out. So I couldn't tell if he was wearing black pants. But why would you block out, like, it, like the shins and the feet and everything? I really couldn't tell, and I wasn't interested enough to take a second look. So I really don't know. All right. Anything else?
So yeah, I thought that was fun. I didn't know there was a streaker. Big Ty says the Super Bowl was bad. So we don't need a Grammy-esque pregame. Said to quit watching the halftime show because he had no idea what he was saying and switched to Kid Rock. Only a couple good commercials. Steven says the New England quarterback was so inaccurate that they couldn't move the chain.
Yeah, that a period of, in the middle of the game, seven drives. They had 6 3 and outs and seven drives for the Patriots. So you think about the game itself. You know, it wasn't the most entertaining game in the world. A guy like me is going to enjoy it a little bit more just because good defense, especially on the front, you know, front four. A lot of those sacks for the Seahawks were just four-man rushes, honestly. They were just doing stunts, ETs, TEs. They weren't doing anything crazy. They were just flat-out running over the Patriots' offensive line. I'm going to enjoy stuff like that. But as a general whole, I don't know that it was the most entertaining game. Couple of final thoughts here, and then we'll give, you know, just some opinion things here. I thought this was cool. The Seahawks kicker, again, Super Bowl record, 5 field goals made. He also scored 205 points on the season, which breaks the all-time NFL record for points scored in a single season, which was held by LaDainian Tomlinson at 198 points. He scored 205. All right. This was an interesting stat they put up on the screen at the end of the game. When it came to onside kicks, there were 53 onside kicks attempted this year in the NFL. Less than a 10% conversion rate. I remember when that used to hover around 25-30%, but it has dropped dramatically. And the final thing here, we got another Harbaugh in the coaching ranks. Do you see this at the end? Jay Harbaugh, special teams coach for the Seattle Seahawks, son of Jim Harbaugh. Sure. We all know who Jim is. Obviously, John's his brother, and then Jack Harbaugh coached Jim and John's father. All right, Jay Harbaugh, son of Jim Harbaugh, grandson to Jack Harbaugh, is now the Seattle Seahawks special teams coordinator. And Jack Harbaugh, the dad and grandfather, coached in the NFL as well. So thoughts on the game as a whole. You know, the pregame, I'm fine with it. The Super Bowl is a spectacle. There's going to be spectacle in the pregame. There's going to be whatever it is. I'm fine with the way they did that. The game itself, I mean, okay. I don't ever really address this because I don't think people take it seriously, and it's just kind of silly. But if for those people out there who think there's an NFL script, like, first of all, I find that insulting when I'm just trying to get through 2-a-days and it's 100 degrees out and they're coming on the radio saying, it's so hot, keep your dogs inside, but we're in full pads scrimmaging, going live at 3 p.m. because it's the hottest part of the day, which is why our coach put the scrimmage then. Like, I find that a little ridiculous for those who do take it serious. But if the NFL were scripted, they sure would have scripted a more entertaining Super Bowl. They would never have a Super Bowl that looks like this, okay? So it would be closer. It would be more offensively entertaining. It would just be – it wasn't the most aesthetically pleasing Super Bowl I've ever watched. I remember the Rams and the Patriots played like a 13-10 game about 5-6 years ago. And I didn't even walk away from that game thinking it was good defense. I just thought it was bad offense. That's the hardest Super Bowl I've ever had to watch. Like, wouldn't have to watch, but I watched. I was like, wow, that was brutal. That wasn't even good defense. That's just bad offense. At least there was some good defense with some bad offense in the game the other day. Finally, I was like, are the Patriots going to get shut out? Is this game going to end like 12-0? Like, is this going to set the record for the fewest amount of points scored in a Super Bowl, which was the 13-10 Patriots-Rams game? We finally got some plays. We finally got a little bit of excitement as the game went along. As far as the halftime show, you know, everybody likes different types of music. I mean, I'll be honest with you. To this day, you can ask my wife and kids. I will legit have Metallica followed by Eminem, followed by Garth Brooks, followed by Backstreet Boys. Yeah, I admitted it on air. Followed by anything. I love an eclectic mix of music. For me, Bad Bunny's not my flavor of music in general. I did have a hard time watching it because I don't know what he's saying. I took 2 years of Spanish. It doesn't mean I'm great at it. It's hard for me to listen when I don't know what's being said, which is why, one of the reasons, we ended up watching the other one quite a bit more. Everybody's different. Everybody's got their own flavor. I get that. I respect that. For me, that's personally how it came across to me. It wasn't the most enjoyable halftime show. It wasn't the alternate one. I actually thought was pretty good. It wasn't the most enjoyable Super Bowl from an aesthetically pleasing point of view. As a defensive guy and a defensive lineman, I immensely enjoyed watching the Seahawks just run right over the Patriots offensive line. Beyond that, I don't have a lot of other thoughts to add. What's the text line say? What say you, Jake?
Eric says, Adam, the script went down with the Broncos.
is that what happened? Yeah. Okay, that's fair. Okay. The script went up in flames. I can't get on board with that, but go ahead.
5253 says, no good commercials. There's a couple people upset that the commercials didn't do as well this year. 1922 is actually hoping for a shutout. Thought maybe that would be a little bit more exciting. 0778 says, why does the halftime show have to be music? Why can't it be a magic show or feats of strength, perhaps?
Oh, okay. So now we're having fun. So first of all, the commercials, it was the insurance commercial. Like, you get what you pay for. And it's like, oh man, like, was it Allstate? Was it State Farm? Do you remember the commercial where like, I'm totally blanking.
One celebrity did this, and then another celebrity came out and did that. And...
yes, I thought that one was okay.
Yeah.
There was the one commercial where it was just butt. My kids are like, why are we staring at so many butts? I'm like, I don't know. Not a fan of this. There was some okay commercials. I didn't think they were phenomenal. You're always going to have some good ones. You're always going to have some swings and misses. I think that's fair. Now, the halftime show, I'm not going to lie to you. It has occurred to me that we could have other options besides just music. You're never going to please everybody with music because everybody's going to have such a wide variety of taste. To me, that's why I come back to spectacle. What's entertaining? What's the spectacle? Like, I don't have to like the music that's being played. I can. I don't have to. Is it entertaining? That's why I used entertaining and spectacle earlier to describe these things. Dude, I am a sucker for magic. I love magic. Okay, going to magic shows. You could do feats of strength. You're going to have a large, like, my parents aren't going to watch that. I'm just going to tell you right now. There's some portions of the audience that would tune out of that. I know that. It's not going to appeal to them. Personally, I love comedians, but everybody's flavor of comedy is different. So it's a little bit of a conundrum. I don't think Goodell chose wisely this year at all. I don't think it was close, in my opinion. But it's a little bit of a conundrum to try to pick something that's going to appeal not just to America, but a worldwide audience. I mean, what do we have, 9 international NFL games next year? They're trying to expand London, Germany, Italy, everywhere. And so Goodell's, it's a bit of a conundrum. I think this year, I'm just going to say, it was a gigantic swing and a miss, in my humble opinion. But I get that. So for me, it's a little bit of a challenge. I am open to the idea of alternate things. I love America's Got Talent. Is American Idol still on?
I think so.
Like, they were going to be done at their 15th year anniversary, and then they still came back like a year or two later. I was so confused, but I quit watching. I like America's Got Talent because there's something for everybody. There's comedy, there's feats of strength, there's magic, there's singing, there's everything. Like, just about anybody can find something they like on America's Got Talent. I don't know how you do that with the Super Bowl halftime show. You'd literally have to have like 8 things going on at once, and how would that work with TV? But those are the types of things that I'm personally drawn to. What are your thoughts here, Jake? What else does the text line have to say?
Yeah, some thoughts there from the text line. Something that I thought maybe should have had Red Panda, Mr. Mike D said. So Red Panda, who doesn't like Red Panda? Everybody loves it. 0778 says American Gladiators for the halftime show would be fun. Using Pro Bowl players. That's another thing that I thought. Maybe you integrate the Pro Bowl into the halftime if you really wanted to, considering how far that's fallen off. Maybe you could kind of do something there. Yeah, got some other ideas. Not all of them I should probably read.
Okay, I'll trust you on that one.
Like the Ben Stiller banana commercial. Did you see that one?
Yeah,
that
see, there were some good ones. I think sometimes if there's like one good one and one bad one, we get frustrated by the bad one. Or even if there's one good one, 2 bad ones, we kind of say, oh, they all stunk. I think there were some decent ones in there.
Let's see. Some people like the Budweiser Bald Eagle commercial. I personally kind of like, what was it, the Jurassic Park one?
Yes, I love that one, by the way. That was AI, my favorite. Yes, I love the Jurassic Park one. Yeah. That's a good one.
So those are some pretty good ones.
What do you think of the butt ones? What do you think of the butt ones?
You know what? I don't know if I want to see it. I haven't seen that one. Oh, okay. Yeah, I have to go back and look. I'm sure it'll be on.
I'm sure you can find it pretty easily. What else you got?
Oh, I was just looking through it. A couple people mentioning that Apple Music and Jay-Z are in charge of the halftime show.
That is true. That is an accurate statement. Take from that what you will. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think that's everything from there.
All right. So we are going to move on. Football season's officially over. Like, I'm kind of like, well, it never really ends around here because college football is so nuts. There's always stuff to talk about. Nebraska football, Husker sports always has things going on. So even though there won't be another football game played, well, when's our spring? Are we the first spring game to be played in college football? Is it March 28th when most teams are starting spring ball?
They have to be up there.
We'll have to give thoughts on starting spring ball earlier because it's February 21st that it starts. Yeah. Less than 2 weeks from today, spring ball starts. So maybe we'll be talking about football pretty quick. Well, we never really truly stop around here, but maybe it'll be ramped up a little bit sooner than we thought. I always get sad after the last football game of the year is played, but then I realize there's a lot of other sports going on, and it's exciting. And we're going to talk about and get caught up on Nebraska wrestling, Husker basketball, Husker softball, like all these other sports that are going on. So fun to talk about. Teams that are doing really well already. Nebraska softball, man, not an easy slate right out the gate. Five games in already. Jordy Ball or Jordy Fram doing Jordy Fram things. And took down number one Texas. Unfortunately, Gag Miu won round two. But we'll see him again at some point, hopefully. The flag football thing at halftime. The Pro Bowl. Essentially, it would become flag football at halftime, I assume. The Pro Bowl thing at halftime. Yeah. I could get behind that. They have just taken the Pro Bowl out back and just put it to sleep like poor old Yeller at the end of that movie. Like, they need to do something to resurrect that thing just a little. I don't hate that. That could be a good idea. What do you think of that?
Yeah, or some skills challenges or something.
All right. Like, they put it on a Tuesday this year. We didn't even know it happened. They have destroyed the Pro Bowl. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We got happier things to talk about. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.